All right. Well, welcome back to podcast number 9. My name is Pastor Blake, and I'm your host today with special guest Connelly Hayward.
Hello, everybody.
We have been talking about the DISC personality. We reviewed the first three. We're wrapping up in this session with the C personality. What does C stand for?
Well, C stands for correct and compliant and creative. They are also calculating people.
So they'd like to be correct and creative at the same time. Do those go together?
Well, yeah, at first it wouldn't seem like it, but you think about your typical C's, because C's are very, very correct, very calculating, very analytical. So you might think accountant for a C.
Okay.
But artists are also, I know a lot of artists that are high C because that work requires a high level of precision and perfection. It has to be right.
Has to be right. They like following the rules. They like obeying by the law. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. They do. They are very rules oriented. They not only like setting the rules, but they are great rule followers.
Yeah.
And they are not the kind of person that is going to create a gray area. It is within the rules or it's not.
It seems like a C would like to color within the lines.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes. And if it's outside the lines, they'll tear up the piece of paper and they'll start all over.
All right. So let's talk about what are C's good at? What are their strengths? Why do I want them on the team?
Okay. Well, C's are, they bring some very strong skill sets to, and not only skill sets, but how they do things. They analyze things. Okay. The C's can take a tremendous amount of data and pour through it and analyze it. They can extrapolate what the information and the details. C's love detail. They've never met a detail they didn't fall in love with. And they can extrapolate the information from that detail. They're very correct. So in situations where correctness is important, such as like your taxes, for instance, you want those to be correct. It's important to have a C. Or you talk about an engineer who's designing an aircraft. You want those designs to be correct. And so that's very important to have a C in that kind of situation. And in a team context, they're the thinkers. They're always thinking and processing through things. If there are rules in place, they're making sure the rules are being followed. They are creative problem solvers because they're able to analyze so much data.
I can't believe that anybody would love data, but they just thrive. The more data, the better, right?
It's oxygen to them.
I just want people. Give me people. That's my oxygen.
People. Yes, no. They don't see the people. They see the data, which brings up kind of that's both a strong thing and a weak thing for them because they can have a tendency to overload other people with data and information.
What do you mean by that?
Well, let's say, for instance, you just have a wife ask her husband to cut the grass. And he goes, well, okay, in order to cut the grass, I'm going to need it's first time in the lawnmower, so I got to take the lawnmower apart and make sure everything's right. Then I've got to go get the gasoline. And then I've got to figure out how much time it's going to take me. Then I got to check the weed eater. What's the weather going to be
too
like?
Too many details.
And they're gonna go through all of this before they just go try to start the stupid lawnmower and start cutting the grass. So they run out of gas, they'll go get some more later. That's not what a C would do. So they could, even a simple situation. If you're talking about a vocational context and you're having a meeting, you're discussing a project or a situation, they will throw out way more data than the other styles want, especially the I and the D. The I and the D don't like details at all. The C will flood them with it. The C will give 5 pages where a D wants 5 sentences.
Okay.
The S will take a little more data, but the C can still just steamroll over people with information.
Okay. So the strength of the C is that they're going to pay attention to the little bitty details. I want them to do my taxes. I want them to build something like an airplane because we don't want any fudging on any of those.
Nope.
But the weakness is that they're gonna assume everyone else wants all those details.
Yes, they're gonna assume, and they're gonna fall into analysis paralysis.
Okay.
They'll get stuck in something. Remember, on our 4-quadrant chart, they're in the passive, so they're not gonna move very, very fast. They're gonna be a little slower paced, And they can get caught up in that analysis paralysis with that and just not willing to move ahead. And when they feel confronted, and especially a D or an I is being a little too assertive or aggressive. Now, what an I may think is simply assertive, a C sees as aggressive. They have a tendency to see aggression towards them a little bit more than the other styles. And they'll go back into their little shell, and they may even get vengeful. If they feel like someone's getting aggressive with them, they'll just kind of shut down and they'll start taking notes, and they'll wait for you to make a mistake, and they'll come back and they'll just say, here's why it failed. And they'll have a whole long list of report of the reasons why he went down in flames. And they'll be grinning about it. So that's something, a danger that can fall into the sea. And when you're dealing with people in this biblical care context, you're often dealing with people who are in pain or hurt, and that can be something for the C you want to be on the lookout for. Are they kind of internally keeping notes on the situation and trying to prove themselves right, or waiting for someone else to fall so they can say, see, I told you so? So that's something you have to be on the lookout with the C style.
When this personality, when they're proving someone else wrong, are they also maybe trying to prove themselves right?
Oh, absolutely, because they're correct.
And so they're going to be pointing out faults and keeping tabs of others' mistakes to prove that, hey, you should have just listened to me all along.
Yeah,
and should have brought me in.
And that brings up another. They can be very fault finding. They can be highly critical and fault finding of other people. When something's not perfect, they can have a tendency to find the fault in that. Now, in a situation like going over an airplane, you want them to find the faults.
Right.
In a marital context, you know, I don't want my wife pointing out all my faults. I'm okay with some of them. Fortunately, she's not a high C. She doesn't do that. But if she were, and me being a high I, that could present a problem. So as all the C people out there, just be aware of what you're calling out as you perceive as faults in other people. Now, the positive is that you can see those.
Right.
And it's just being aware of when it's appropriate to bring that to light in a constructive manner.
Or how to bring it to each personality type, how they want to receive that. That's so good. Yes. So tell me about the speed of a C personality.
Oh, it's just when it's right, when it's correct. That's all the C is concerned. It doesn't matter how long something takes, as long as it's done right. They live in the world of what should be. And it's right. That's the right way to do it. Here's the rules. They're very rules compliant. So here's the rules. Here's the information. Here's what it's correct. It doesn't matter if it takes 6 years to design that airplane.
They're fine with that.
They're
long
fine
as it's
that.
Done right. And that's what's important.
Exactly. Doesn't matter that the contract said it would be done in 2 years.
Okay. Now, do they have any anxiety, any fear attached to that personality?
Oh, yes, they do. The fear of criticism of their work. So,
So
like Pastor Blake, you could walk in and I could say, man, why are you dressed so sloppy? What's up with your hair? And it's like, dude, and your breath. Dude, do something about that. But dude, hey, the report you handed me, that is awesome. That is golden. That's exactly what I was looking for. I appreciate your work. You know, that's going to be...
So the C is more concerned about their work performance.
About their work. But so let me... Now, you as an I, when I said all that about you personally, that really hit you. But so let's talk about... So that would praise the C. So let me answer the question about what would fear the C. So you come in, it's like, oh man, you look great. You dress great. You're awesome. You hand me the report. Oh, dude, that's not good. That's horrible. That's not what I was asking for. It's got all these problems with it. And I toss it aside. As a C, I might as well just put a knife in your heart.
Okay.
So it's not. They're not really concerned about the personal relationship at all, but it's their work. If you criticize their work, especially without reason, you've really hurt and wounded the C.
Okay. Wow. So what are some words, if I'm working with that kind of personality, what words should I use with them?
You want to use like right, correct, think. I want to know what you think about it, because they're the thinkers.
Okay.
What is your analysis of this situation? What would be the correct thing to do? Those would be things to do. Let's make sure we follow the rules. What are the guidelines here? You know, what do we have to do as far as the rules are concerned? Those are things that work with a C.
All right, so it seems like for them, they need those boundaries. They can't. Can they operate without boundaries?
No.
They don't like that. They don't like free range, just kind of, they'd like.
I and the D hate boundaries. S and the C need them. They're lifeblood to them.
All right, so if there's a marriage situation, I got to give them boundaries to work in to get better at whatever situation it may be.
Exactly. You have to give them boundaries. And with the C, you have to frame it in the form of a task or setting up a process, a rule, or a system.
Okay.
Yeah, and you have to think about, you want to say, you know, what's your, like if they're in the session for marital reasons, you got to say, what is your analysis of this? What do you think is going on? And then pause and give them time to talk about it. Things that don't work with the C, let's do it now. I don't care about the rules. It doesn't matter. It's about so-and-so. They don't like the word about or guess. They don't like that at all. So like, you know, what would you guess is going on in your relationship? No, don't say that. Say, you know, what is your analysis of where things are right now?
You know, I my daughter is a C, and when someone else doesn't follow the rules, she can't handle that very well.
Right.
She, like, they want everyone else to follow that, those sets of rules. I just can't handle people breaking rules.
It's incredibly important to them. So when you have a session, a biblical care session, it needs to be a structured session. And when you say the session is going to end at 2:00, it needs to end at 2:00.
Right, not 2:01, not 2:02.
No, no. And also, don't invade their personal space. With the C, it's very important. They do not like people in their personal space. They're very private about their space. The D, the S, you can shake hands, you can touch them. Don't touch a C until they reach out first.
Oh, wow, that is so good. Well, man, thank you so much, Conley, for helping us understand the C personality. I'm looking forward for our next podcast. Make sure you tune in to Podcast 10.